I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Kentucky men's basketball team needs to regroup in a hurry after they were upset by the Richmond Spiders last Sunday in Rupp Arena. Now, tonight, they're taking on the Kansas Jayhawks in the Champions Classic in Indianapolis. And joining me once again for the scouting report is Keith Elkins. He's a longtime member of the UK Sports Network and the host of the WUKY Sports Page podcast. Hey there again, Keith.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
I'm quite well, probably better than some of those players after I'm talking about the UK players after they lost to Richmond. Let's first start with how they managed to do that and why, and then we'll get into tonight's matchup against Kansas.
Yeah, and the game against Richmond. Richmond's a very capable team, probably headed for the NCAA tournament, playing in the Atlantic 10, and an experienced team, and that showed up as the game went on. But Kentucky was ahead by 6 early in the second half, and Richmond went on a 9-0 run, and some of those numbers, especially from the second half, are kind of scary from Kentucky's point of view. The Wildcats shot just 36% from the field for the game. They were 0 for 10 from three-point range. They didn't have an assist in the entire second half, on only 5 for the game. They out-rebounded Richmond in a dominating way, 54-31, but they weren't able to take advantage of that because of all the other issues that they had. So they've got a lot to work on. 21 turnovers, got to take care of the basketball. So a lot of challenges facing them as they head into the game against Kansas. And the game, again, against Richmond, a disappointment to lose in Rupp. People should probably keep in mind that Richmond is a good team that's expected to do very well this year. So there is that. But on the other hand, it doesn't exactly add to your momentum going into the game against Kansas.
No, and there really wasn't a go-to for Kentucky in terms of someone that we know has been there before and can get us a bucket, to stop the bleeding, I think, as Coach Cal had said. Someone like that will emerge. Just you don't expect that, right away, and certainly in the second game of the season.
Yeah, it just takes a little time for things to form for such a young team. And, of course, most of the teams the last several years for Kentucky have been young. But this one in particular, because of all the newcomers, even the experienced players are transfers in their first year in the program. So that'll take a little while to develop, and it might result in a loss or two as a result, because you don't have the go-to guy right now. You'd figure there'd be Boston or Clark eventually, but those guys were being challenged defensively by Richmond, and so that still has to come about. But you do have to have someone like that you can go to and be a reliable scorer, someone who can create a shot and get you a bucket when you really need one, when the momentum's starting to go against you.
All right, well, let's turn our attentions to the two blue bloods, Kentucky and Kansas, of course, meeting tonight in Indianapolis. And what are you looking to see in this contest?
Well, certainly the challenge elevates again for Kentucky. Kansas comes in ranked 6th in the country. They lost their opening game, but it was to Gonzaga, which is the number one team in the country and appears to be legitimate as the number one at this stage of the season. But there are some familiar names on that Kansas roster. Marcus Garrett, a senior guard, was the Defensive Player of the Year, a couple of national awards, and he was the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year last year. Christian Brown, a sophomore, just lit it up against St. Joe's. He was 5 for 8 from three-point range. If they can't find Christian Brown, he's going to have a big night, and he will hurt Kentucky from that position. And a couple of really outstanding athletes, too. Oshai Abaji, a guard, 6'5", and a junior, can score from anywhere on the floor and really seems to be around the ball all the time. And David McCormick, another veteran, a junior, 6'10", can play in the middle. And a little bit like Olivier Saar of Kentucky, can also move out and hit a jumper, too. But it's a good veteran Kansas team that's got some strength on defense and offense, a variety of ways to score, and they will be quite a challenge for the Wildcats.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think the easy win over Morehead State might have filled the Cats players in their heads, young players, of course, with this idea that all we got to do is roll the ball out there and we'll take care of business?
Well, that's possible. I think, you start out with an 81-45 win, and even one where Coach Calipari said, we look like an organized basketball team. And that's high praise for Cal coming from this stage of the season, early in the season. And they did, though. They looked for each other as teammates, and they used that length to good advantage and got out on the breaks and quickly took care of business against Morehead. I think probably they weren't terribly overconfident. I think they knew they had other challenges ahead of them, but this veteran Richmond team certainly showed that there's a long way to go. Things like just taking care of the basketball, as I mentioned earlier, and so they've got some basics to work on, and as they develop as a team. So certainly, whatever overconfidence was there before won't be there going into the Kansas game, thanks to Richmond.
Now, in the event that the Cats come up short tonight, then they would be 1-2, and for a lot of Big Blue fans, I think the sky would be falling.
Well, yeah, I think the sky falls fairly easily around here during the early stages of the season in particular. But, yeah, the people will be down a little bit if they lose to Kansas, but that's a top-notch opponent. Again, Richmond was a capable opponent. Nobody's saying that Kentucky played well, particularly in that second half. They played very poorly, but to have it to be 1-2 here is not good. But they've got some games coming up that they can and should win, even though they're against bigger name opponents than, say, Richmond. But with Georgia Tech, they're having problems at the beginning. Notre Dame lost to Michigan State in their only game, and UCLA lost at San Diego State. And then the big Louisville game comes up on December 26th. So they can get themselves into a pretty good position by then, but it's going to take a better effort all around than we saw, particularly in the second half of the Richmond game.
And even Coach Cal himself said we should expect some growing pains. This is a very, very young team.
It's very young. And as I mentioned before, even the experienced players like Saar and Mintz are new to the program. So these guys are all getting used to each other. They've had some chance to work with each other and a few extra weeks here with the delayed start of the season. But it still takes a little time. And another advantage, too, that these other teams might have, like a Richmond, for instance, in addition to basketball experience and knowing the speed of the game and things like that, you just physically mature at age 19 or 20 as opposed to age 18. And these guys come in at 18, and a guy like an Isaiah Jackson or a BJ Boston or Terrence Clark, those guys are going to look different physically 2 years from now, whether they're here or not. And so you face that challenge as well in your development. So there's a lot of development ahead for this Kentucky team, but there's still a very high ceiling for them. There's an awful lot of talent on here and a lot for fans to be optimistic about.
All right, so the tip-off is supposed to be 9:30, but, experience has taught us that it's probably more like 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night. So we'll be burning the midnight oil watching this team, but we want to thank you for your insights, Keith Elkins, and on the scouting report.
All right, thanks very much, Alan. Look forward to it.
And you can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org.